All right, guys, thank you so much for coming.
You kids have done such a great job. All week long, so proud of you. And now we're top 10, which the cool thing is 19 students made it to the top 10. Isn't that amazing? We had... for the final round. So what the Amazing Chain is, if you guys don't know, it is Taylor from Ron Clark Academy in Atlanta, Georgia, and we started this last year to develop some professional skills for our students. Yes, they're great in the classroom, but can they sit through an interview? Can they act professional in a setting to where they're going to have to be social and give questions, take questions, answer those, and have confidence in themselves? Can they stand up straight, have good posture, keep eye contact with somebody? That's what we're trying to teach them. Yes, context is important in our classroom. Yes, since I'm the biology teacher, I want them to know what the powerhouse of the cell is. But I also want them to know how to be a good person and what they are and who they are as a person. Are they confident? And that's what these guys right here have shown the last couple of days. They started on Tuesday, and they were given 15 stations all day. We had 181 students compete. From that 181, and from Tuesday, 50 students made it to round two, which was fast-paced, one-to-one interviews in the little theater in these seats. And today, we have our top 10 students out of 181, which was 19 students, competing in the final round of the Amazing Shape. So I'm super proud of these guys. And you're going to be great today. And if we could give them another round of applause, that would be great. Thank you. So today, we're going to start with Lydia Red first. We have surprise judges in the audience. They're going to be judged on a couple of different things. Their handshake, how they're dressed, if they're dressed professionally, their charisma, self-confidence, professionalism as they're sitting up with Mr. Alan Watts, and it doesn't really matter what their answer is, but can they back their opinion up? Can they be confident enough in themselves to answer Mr. Al Moss's questions? That's what we're looking for today. All right, guys, are you ready? We're going to start with Lydia Red.
You think we'll be okay with that one?
I think you have a big
mouth. Okay, we can do that. That's fine. You're good without a microphone.
Yeah,
I am too. Lydia, it's a pleasure to have you here with me today and to talk a little bit about you. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about you. Tell me about you, who you are, what do you do, some of the things you're involved in.
Yeah. So my name is Lydia Red. Like I said, I'm 15 years old. I'm a freshman here at Cherry County. I like to stay very involved. So I play soccer on the varsity soccer team. I love to participate in clubs such as HOSA, DECA. Very involved in DECA. This last year I got to take my project to state, which was a career development project, teaching young kids how to handle business interactions, such as one like this, how to do interviews, anything from corporate to small business. And so I like to stay very involved.
Can you guys hear Lydia okay?
No.
Okay, just, I think we should do a microphone.
I think she went to get one.
Okay, she went to get one. Okay. Just talk loud. Pretend like you're talking to mom and dad and trying to make them hear you, okay? So what about your DECA project? What inspired you to do that DECA project?
Yeah, so the DECA project was actually started by Lena Height and Innocent Stewart, and they started to create this project with the idea based off from Lena's dad, who is works at Wabash National, and he's in charge of hiring people and making sure they have the right skills. So overall, what we noticed was a lack of career readiness. People did not know how to firmly handshake. People did not know how to use a measuring tape, which is something that's very important on the job. So overall, we decided that it would be the best thing to be able to teach kids how to interact with other people.
Measuring tape, that's interesting. So,
yeah.
So what do you think is the most important part of that whole conversation we just had? Visiting, meeting people or what?
I think the first interaction you have with people impacts the entire situation. So if you walk in with confidence, being able to shake somebody's hand and just being able to introduce yourself is very important.
What are some things you enjoy doing? You mentioned soccer is one of the things.
Yeah.
Why do you enjoy soccer? What's fun about it for you?
I love soccer because being able to take on leadership roles anywhere from on the field to off the field, being able to represent your team is very important. And I love being able to interact with my teammates, and I love playing the sport itself.
So the leadership part, that's pretty interesting.
Yes, sir.
So it's not about the athletics, it's more the leadership. Yeah. So how do you become a leader in soccer? What have you done to become a leader there?
My first ever experience being called a leader in front of other people and stuff like that was seventh grade. I was nominated as the captain of our middle school soccer team, and I ended up getting it my eighth grade year as well. So being able to show up for my team, even through eighth grade year, I faced an injury and wasn't able to play. I still showed up at every single practice and every single game and was able to show my leadership, and I've been doing it ever since.
Support your team, too. That's great. So if you had to pick a favorite president, and that doesn't have to be in your lifetime, it could be any time through history, favorite president, who would that be and why?
Honestly, I don't know as much about the presidents as I wish I would have, but probably just George Washington, being able to lay everything out and being able to start.
From George Washington's standpoint, how do you think it was for him to say, I mean, we're creating a roadmap here. You've never done this before. You can't look and say, well, President so-and-so did this. How do you think it was to be in his shoes and to lay that roadmap out and create it and put the country together like they did?
Yeah, I can't imagine the amount of stress that he went through trying to lay the foundation of a new country, and that's something that's inspiring.
You were 16, 15?
15.
15. What do you see as the most impactful historical event during your lifetime?
Historical event was probably COVID, being able to face being at home and away from everyone, being socially isolated, which caused kind of a mental health crisis in our generation, and it definitely affected everyone. So that was probably the biggest thing in my generation.
What things have you had to do to overcome the challenges that COVID presented, like you're talking about there, obviously? What have you done in your life to do that?
Being able to learn how to interact with people again is probably one of the biggest things, because everything was through a screen. And so social media got really popular, things like that. Being able to pull back from a screen and being able to talk to somebody and sit down like this.
As far as current events, and this one obviously just happened today, which I think is very interesting to get my phone out, but a new pope.
Yes, Pope Leo.
Obviously, have you paid much attention to that process?
I just found out a few minutes ago from a teacher that Pope Leo, he's the first American pope, and he just recently got into that position.
So why do you think it's important that the entire world watch the pope? Or I take it you're not a Catholic, but why is it important we watch that role when he does it?
Yeah, just being an example that a lot of people look to, whether it's religiously or anything else, just being a large figure in the world would be.
Right. As far as national politics, what's someone your age, are you interested in politics? Do you like politics or not? Or
I try to stay out of politics. I don't usually get into it that much, but I've been trying to learn how to keep up with it more recently, and it's been interesting to learn about different things.
How do politics affect your life and what you do every day?
Politics, it definitely makes me be more grateful and thankful for the country that we do live in, because other countries are facing things where they can't get the care they need, which should be a human right, and that's something that's very important.
Can I ask you an opinion question?
Yeah.
Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico?
I will probably always call it Gulf of Mexico, but it's okay to be able to call it Gulf of America.
So as far as our working with other countries, do you feel like we're making some good decisions working with other countries, or we need to work better with other countries, or what?
Yeah, being a part of NATO, that's something that America is very involved in, which President Trump recently talked about wanting NATO to become more self-reliant. So things with either tariffs, like what we're talking about, things like that, I think NATO is very important to be able to interact with 32 countries and being able to come together and support each other.
What do you think is your greatest character trait that you bring to the table?
Confidence. Being able to walk up and talk to somebody and not be scared of it.
If there's anything you say I'd like to improve on, what would that be?
Probably improve on being nervous. Just because I can walk up and be confident to somebody, but just letting those nerves get the best of me beforehand.
How do you do that?
Just a lot of it, I lean on my faith a lot, and just trusting God in those moments and being able to rely on Him and know that He's going to take care of it.
Where do you see yourself in a career? What would you like to do?
I'd love to become an occupational therapist. Okay. I think that's a really cool career. Anything in allied health care, from physical therapy, stuff like that would be awesome.
Why do you choose that field?
So I love healthcare, but then reading more into nursing and getting experiences from other people, I realized nursing might not be the thing for me between blood and vomit and everything else. It's definitely one of those things that I might not want to deal with. So right. Allied health, physical therapy after an injury, things like that, being able to rehabilitation came up.
Any questions you have for me? You're welcome to ask me a question if you want to.
How did you get into your job?
How did I get into my job? That's interesting, lady. Years ago, I followed a gentleman in Hopkinsville. Probably most people here wouldn't know who he is, but named Dink Embry. He was a legend on the radio in Hopkinsville, and WHOP for many years. And when I was 16, I fell in love. I showed cattle, and so I fell in love with what he did. I thought it was fun to talk and relate to people, and so I kind of followed him around, handed him his microphone whenever he did a remote or anything, remote broadcast or anything like that. And so next thing I knew, I really enjoyed it and enjoyed talking to people, and 30-some-odd years later, I'm still doing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, well, very good. Well, congratulations. Thank you for being
Thank
up on stage
so
today.
Much.
Good job
yes,
controlling
so
your nerves today. Thank you. Lydia, let's give Lydia a hand. You can hear better with the microphone, everybody? Okay. Good deal. Now, I'll make sure I talk loud. I'd rather you hear their answers than mine. I can talk loud. And we have... a little closer to you where they can hear you.
All right.
I can talk loud, maybe a little louder than you can. And well, tell us a little bit about you. What do you like to do? A little bit about you personally.
Yeah, so I'm really involved in FFA. I want to be a lawyer when I'm older. I'm hoping either divorce court or criminal court. I love being involved in school. I really just want to get more and more involved every opportunity I get. I love to volunteer, so I volunteer at the Teen Closet and mentor those young students who might need an older teenager, someone who can relate to them to look up to. And I love to sing and act, and I sing on my church's praise team and act in community theater.
Agriculture and an attorney, how does it all translate? How does that come together for you?
You know, I'm still trying to work out exactly where what my future looks like, where I'm going to be. So I'm just trying to work out everything. I have a love for agriculture as well as law. So I'm involved in FFA and teen court as well. And so I'm just really working out what I want to do. I might become a lawyer in agriculture. We'll just see how it goes.
What do you love about agriculture? Why agriculture?
I love how agriculture is inclusive of everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have. Agriculture welcomes everyone, and I love the opportunities it gives me to show my leadership skills and really put myself out there.
Teen court or divorce court? A couple of different areas there. Why those in particular? There are a lot of areas of law you can go into. Agriculture law is not a bad thing either, but why those particular areas?
Yes, sir. So I'm very involved in helping people. I want to be a good person and help others. My dad, he was a child in divorce, and I just want to help with custody and help kids get the best care that they need and help with divorce, things like that, and just help people solve those things because they are unfortunate problems, and it is something heavy to deal with, but I think it's important to help.
What are some of the big issues you see facing agriculture today that farmers are having to deal with versus where they were maybe 10 or 20 years ago?
Yeah, so there's a lot more technological things that you have to learn and work. And then there's also things like increasing prices and things like that that do make it difficult on a farmer who might not have a steady income dependent on weather and things like that. So it might just be hard to focus everyday life.
You have a farm background. You grow up on a farm or not?
No, I actually don't, but my grandpa grew up on the farm, and there's been a deep love of agriculture throughout my family, and so I kind of discovered that this year through FFA and taking my agriculture class, so I really learned that there.
What have you learned in FFA? You mentioned FFA. What have you learned there?
So I've learned a lot more about agriculture. Like I said, I didn't come from that background, so I was just learning and kind of working things out, seeing what works for me and just learning those leadership skills. I'm now a chaplain for the upcoming school year and just learning how to get involved in different things and work out what I want to do.
So what about, I love this question. I ask you Lydia this too, but who's your favorite president and why?
I'd have to say Abraham Lincoln because he fought for equality for everyone. And that's something that I find deeply important. I think everyone is equal, and I think everyone deserves the same treatment.
you see that is our world getting better or worse today with that same situation, equality and equal treatment?
You know, there's always going to be problems that come up. When we get better in one area, we can get worse in another. It's just all about balance. And I think overall we have become better, but I think there's still a lot more work to do in that area.
So as far as the most impactful historical event in your lifetime, anything particular stand out with you?
Yeah, so I wasn't born when technology first started coming, but I was there when it started to get more popular in the internet and social media and how that's just grown. And it's really affected me because now school's all on computers and a lot of our lives are on social media, having friends on social media. And it's just something that's so different than the way things used to be, just seeing that grow and growing up in that environment.
Do you think social media goes too far sometimes, yes or no? And why either way?
Yeah, I think it definitely goes too far sometimes. I think there's ways that we need to restrict it because there are a lot of things that can go wrong, like misinformation and bullying even, and that's something that we definitely need to restrict. But it also has a lot of good, like keeping connected with people who are far away and just things like that. It's really got its good and bads.
You know, you gave me a question. You know that, don't you? How do you restrict it? How do you restrict something like that?
So I would say just closely monitoring individual activity. And I know a lot of people will say that takes away from privacy, but sometimes privacy needs to be taken away in order, to a certain degree, in order that everyone can live peacefully and have a peaceful environment with these benefits.
When you graduate and say you're an attorney or law, agriculture attorney or whatever the case may be, teen court attorney, do you want to come back here locally and why, or do you want to move? Where would you like to see yourself 5-10 years down the road?
You know, it's just wherever God takes me. I believe that I can't see my future. His plan for me is whatever He has for me, and I'll go wherever He takes me, whether that be the city or stay here, move anywhere.
New Pope chosen today. How do you see that impacting you and your life?
You know, I'm very heavily in my faith, and I'm not Catholic, but I do believe in a lot of things, and we go together, and with him being the first American Pope, I think that is a great thing because it will bring America more into faith, and I think that that's something great to keep anchored with God.
I think that was an important move for them to choose an American for a change. I mean, obviously, never been an American Pope ever.
Yeah, I think that's a great move, again, for equality and just including everyone, and I think it'll help our country really grow and evolve. I think it was a great choice.
Any questions for me that you'd like to find out to me?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, very good. Ellen, thank you very much. Ellen Chapman, thank you very much.
It was good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, yes. Give her a big hand. She's a great guy. Libby Breckel.
Nice to see you.
Libby, tell me about you, a little bit about you, and what do you do?
Well, I'm a 16-year-old sophomore. I play softball, and I love to travel. I've been to over 7 countries.
7 countries? Where all have you been? I got to hear this.
I've been to Belgium, I've been to Germany, I've been to Paris, and I've been to Italy, and I've been to Mexico.
What was your favorite country?
Probably Belgium. We went to a small little town. It's like a little Christmas village, and it was just really pretty. The community was great, very inviting.
What did you learn while traveling that... different about your experiences here in this country?
Probably the different cultures you see, especially like in places like Mexico. You just see lots of different cultures. You get a lot of different views that you see you don't see here typically. And parts of Europe, you see like the French, and you see places like that. That's just different than America.
What did you meet? Did you have a chance to meet many people? What did you think about the people in the different countries you've been to?
Yes, I got to meet a lot of people, especially on our Ubers or our drives, especially throughout Europe. They were definitely very good to talk to. We got to see a lot of insight into the city and the country itself.
I laugh because Ubers are quite interesting. Yes. What's your favorite Uber ride and why?
Probably in London. We went to a little Uber, and it had... It actually had 2 seats behind the driver and the passenger facing this way.
Oh, really?
So I could face my parents who were sitting like in a normal seat.
Uh-huh. That was fun.
Yes.
Quite interesting. So
yes.
What are some, as far as the architecture, what was your favorite architectural thing you've seen on your travels?
Probably Big Ben.
Big Ben, really?
Big Ben. Uh-huh. Yeah, our hotel room was right outside of that when we stayed in London, and it was beautiful.
That's pretty cool. Career, what kind of career choice are you thinking, maybe?
I'm thinking flight attendant because I love to travel.
Neat. So what would it take to get you to be a flight attendant, and why would you want to do that?
Well, what I want to do for my plan is I would like to go to college first and get a degree, and probably in HR, just something that if flight attendant was not for me, if I figured out that it wasn't for me, I'd have something to fall back on.
How do you handle an unruly passenger? Somebody's a little upset over something that because their coffee was too cold or their drink had no ice in it. How do you handle someone like that?
Probably stay calm in the situation. definitely don't want to escalate it more and figure out what I can do for them because they are the passenger.
You're on Southwest, don't get your peanuts, right? That's right. So tell me a little bit about, obviously, some neat things going on. Your favorite president, why is that?
Probably President Roosevelt. He worked us through World War II. We're in my history class right now. We're going through World War II unit, and he's just really inspired me for what he's done for our country.
What do you inspire you? What inspired him about, inspired you about him?
What he could do and just the way he was smart through it. Like, he was so strategic on the way where we should send our troops, if we should send our troops there or not.
Obviously, he was, through his entire presidency, he had a handicap that was not made. He was able to overcome back in the day when it wasn't popular. So how do you think he felt to be able to do that? What do you think it meant to him to be able to do that and still serve our country?
I just think it was good for him because a lot of people would they would think that their disability would hold them back, but he just kept going and he didn't want people to know. He actually tried to hide his disability. He tried to he'd go on daily radio chats instead of doing speeches in person so people wouldn't know.
I think it's interesting. I've seen movies of him standing up to present things when he wasn't able to stand, so pretty impactful, huh? What's the single biggest historical event in your life and why?
I would like to say COVID, but not. I would not want to focus on the negatives of COVID. Mm-hmm. I want to think about the positives. We've made so many connections. We've worked through so many barriers through COVID. We've found ways to connect with people. We've found ways to get together as a community and build people up instead of just if somebody's struggling financially or with their opportunities that they have. We can give them a hand and try to help them.
How important is it to have that human interaction? Obviously, our phones, we're on our phones a lot this day and time. How important to you is it to still have some human interaction with people?
I think human interaction is important for us all. You know, some people, they may not have that human interaction. You know, kids these days with their video games, they just sit behind a screen. And we've seen that depression has started to really hurt these people that haven't had these human contact. So I think that it's really important to have it.
What's maybe the biggest issue in your mind as a high schooler that's facing our country today, and why? Tough question, right?
Yes, sir. The biggest conflict, is that the question? The biggest conflict that we've had is probably the violence that's going on in our country. I would just like to keep us all safe, you know. We've got kids, and I just really need it. Keep safe.
How do we help? What can we do? Any ideas? I mean, obviously our country is looking for ideas to solve these problems. What do you think helps that? Makes it better?
Probably get more opportunities for people to go, just to have different places to go. You know, so we don't have kids on the street. You know, they can have opportunities to go places that they need to.
So a new Pope chosen. I think this is my favorite question. A new Pope chosen today. What will he mean to you in your life here in America?
Well, he'll just be an important figure. You know, the old Pope was a really important figure for everybody, and everybody loved him. And I just think that we have a new Pope coming in. He'll just have another opportunity to get everybody's love and just help everybody and be an important figure, especially for the Catholic Church. They look up to the Pope, and I just think it's important to have a good Pope, and especially an American Pope for us.
You mentioned Pope Francis. Yes. What was one of the most impactful things in your life that you saw him do while he was Pope?
Well, probably all the things that he has done for the Catholic Church. I am Catholic, so it's just nice to have somebody to look up to in your church.
Being of the Catholic faith, do you think it was important for him the day before he passed away that he made one more trip out to see people and how he wanted to be carried through the street on a, you know, when he passed away, carried through the street on the back of a pickup truck? I mean, how humble.
It just shows his, willpower to just connect with people and to just help people, honestly.
Any questions for me?
What does it take to stay in your position as long as you have stayed in your position?
I don't know. Craziness. Ed Marlowe's out here too. A little craziness. I don't know. I think over the years you use a lot of experiences that you have in life. I mean, I covered school board before. Ed covered school board and things like that. Making good decisions and not thinking things through before you make a rash decision about whether good or bad. My boss says that sometimes she has a 24-hour rule, and if somebody irritates you or gets on your nerves or does something they shouldn't do, sometimes you need to take 24 hours to think about it before you respond. And sometimes I think that's probably a good case in our world today, if we took 24 hours to think about it before we had a response. But yeah, I think just really thinking about it and studying things, and you gotta have a love for it. I mean, I love what I do every day, and it's some days I love it more than I do others, but I enjoy doing what I do every day, so it's fun. It's been a fun lifestyle. For 32 years, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to bed at 9 o'clock
at
night.
It's a lot of dedication.
I still, Brother Paxton read, we picked Jenny up after prom and her friends on Saturday night. My wife and I were like dead tired at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I'm not used to being up that late. So, well, thank you very much for being a pup here.
Thank you so much, sir.
Carly Johnson, prep. Okay, you want to hold the microphone a little closer to you?
Or
you can hold it if you want to. Are you able to hear me okay? You can try just a little bit. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right. Carly, tell me a little bit about you.
So I'm a 15-year-old sophomore at Trigg County. I'm a cheerleader. I wrestle, also throw, shot put, and track. I coach Little League cheerleaders, and I'm just very involved in Black Hole and, honestly, in the community and in my church.
Cheerleader and wrestling. Boy, what a combination, huh?
Right.
Yeah. If you can't cheer them on, you can put them on the mat, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you enjoy about cheering? What makes that fun for you?
Honestly, cheerleading has always been, like, a special place in my heart. I always felt at peace with the girls. I met some of my best friends there. And even when we do have conflicts with the cheer team, we always find a way to come together and cheer on the other sports, like football. We don't get as much recognition as the other sports do. So us girls, we have to really come together as a team and show people that we are athletes and we do deserve as much support as football, baseball, and basketball gets.
So obviously the game for everybody's way ahead, tricked way ahead, or fun to cheer at. But
yes.
Game for where their team's a little bit behind. How do you rally yourself to keep cheering on a game like that?
So a bunch of people say I'm really loud and outgoing. And really on the team, people call me the anchor. I'm the loudest on the team. So really we just go pick up the megaphone and we just go in the black hole and we try and get everybody to start cheers. And in the audience, we go start cheers with them. And like if they start cheering, we'll start cheering with them. So I think it's just a really good opportunity to be part of the black hole and be on the sidelines.
Does it motivate you to get everybody standing up out in the crowd?
Yeah, sometimes they do get standing up, but sometimes they don't. And really, I just think it depends on the game and how it's going.
Well, you want to go up, grab their hands, say, come on, have some spirit about you, right?
Right.
What about the wrestling? What got you interested in wrestling?
What got me really interested in wrestling is there's not many girls that do it, and I just wanted to be the person to show girls that you can do it and that you can have the adversity from going to being a cheerleader and being all pretty on the sidelines to being messy on the wrestling mat and just showing people that you can be different and you can do multiple things.
What's your favorite win and around the wrestling mat? Tell us specifically about your favorite win.
So my favorite win was my first pin. I was sitting there with my dad. I was really nervous. I get myself anxious, and he just told me to go out there and have fun. And I actually went out there, and the girl had her shoes on the wrong feet.
Oh, no.
So we had to wait. We had to wait the whole mat. And we just had to sit there and just wait for her to get her shoes. And she was kind of shooken up by that.
Yeah.
So I think I did really good. And it's just like a really good opportunity to have my dad right there beside me helping coach and all the other coaches. They've always been a big supporter to all the wrestlers, and they've been an impact on everybody.
Find an advantage wherever, right? She was in the wrong feet. Go for it, right?
Yes.
What kind of career do you see yourself in?
The career I want to be a NICU nurse.
Okay.
I've juggled two other careers. I've always wanted to be an obstetrician gynecologist or a special education teacher. But a NICU nurse really just stood out to me because there's a shortage of them. They're the lowest rated nurses right now, and I just feel like there's a bunch of babies in the NICU that need help, and if we have that nurses shortage, then there's not going to be enough people to help the babies.
Favorite Pope? Do you have? I mean, favorite president?
My favorite president is George Washington.
Right.
He was the founder, and I just feel like without him, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Sounds good. And now, Pope Francis, obviously Pope Francis, brand new American. What do you think about that?
I think it's really cool to have an American Pope. I don't know much about the Pope or what he does. I just know he's a very big leader in the Catholic industry. And I just feel like maybe with him being American, we can get more knowledge out there about the Catholic and how the church handles their things. And maybe, honestly, it might help a bunch of other people realize that they do want to be Catholic.
Carly, I normally let you ask me a question, but I think we because there's so many of you, I think we probably need to move a little faster. So,
yes.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you.
Thank
very much.
You.
You got two timekeepers now.
Okay, good deal. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Tortoise, I can't. I still call you Miss
Dancer. All right, let's see. Who.
Good afternoon. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Tell me about Anna Rader. Who are you? What do you do? Okay.
So, my name is Anna. I'm a 15-year-old sophomore here at Trigg, and I'm involved in too much almost. I'm in marching
band. Can you be involved in too much?
Well, you know, it gets to a point where you think you are. So I'm in marching band and Winter Guard and Beta and Interact and DECA, which this past week, me and Caroline, I don't think she's in here, and Carter, her brother, we won first place at the International Career Development Conference in Orlando. So I'm on prom committee, FCCLA, I'm an officer in there. I'm actually our president for the 2025 to 2026 school year, so this upcoming one. And I'm our regional vice president of finance, too, for next year. And that's a few things I do. I'm in teen court, too, which has helped me with choosing my career, future career.
Pull the microphone a little closer. Okay. I'm going to ask you another question here. As far as your project, why do you think, what struck you about the project that you and Carter and Caroline presented at the national level and won with?
So we actually had two events this year. So the one we competed with at regional and state was a community awareness project. Mm-hmm. So we actually presented to our board members about our school. Because our school tends to be fairly accessible to everyone, but there are a few things that we need to work on to better our school, when mainly just physical disabilities.
Right.
And so that it was received very well by our board members. I've been extremely grateful for their willingness to help us, and it received fairly well at our regional and state conference. But then we actually did a second project with the MDA Disability is Diversity Challenge, and we made a 4-minute video that was like a national-only event. And then we actually won first place, so we got to go receive our award on stage.
Pretty cool. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so tell me a little bit about your career. What kind of career choice do you have?
So I actually want to go into law, particularly family law, which is really different than the rest of my family. You know, we're very heavy in ag or teaching. So I've seen through teen court and then also through, like, experiences with my friends who have, like, experienced and been in, like, divorces and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or like child of divorce, and I just want to better the process in which that happens. So I want to make a difference.
A lot of education to get there, right?
A lot.
Yeah, very much so. So if you had to pick a favorite president, who would it be?
So I do like Donald Trump, I will say. For him to come in for two terms, like two separate ones, and like he came in with guns a-blazing, like ready to change our country, which I think, I know some of his things can be very controversial, but he has done many things that actually have helped us.
You get some political discussions going on here at school about that?
Well, I haven't witnessed many here in school. Uh-huh. Like, I know some people do have their opinions, but we don't typically get into it here, I don't think.
Makes it nice. Yeah. Well, the new Pope, obviously, new Pope chosen today. Pretty breaking news. What do you think about the public?
So, I'm actually Catholic.
Okay.
So, hearing that we have an American Pope, Pope Leo the 14th, I think, I was very shocked, you know, because I've been trying to keep up, and I was sitting in Mr. Urban's reading class before lunch watching Fox News, trying to read the subtitles and what the Pope was saying. And, you know, it's very interesting because I think he only spoke in Italian and Spanish. He never spoke in English up there today.
So what about Pope Francis? What did you like about him? Anything particular stand out?
Well, I liked how he wanted to help the poor. You know, he never dressed in, like, the embellishing, like, gold and stuff. He just stayed in, like, I think it was just his white little cassock, maybe is what they call it. And he never really tried to put himself out there without only, like, wanting to help, not just one who didn't want to be the face of the church.
Very humble man.
He's very humble.
Wanted to be buried in a wooden casket, which I thought was interesting. So. I'm the only one that gets up at that hour in the morning to watch a funeral, but I was up watching his funeral, which I thought was very impressive and interesting. So what do you see, where do you see yourself 5-10 years? Back here in this community, out somewhere working, out of the life or what?
So I do think I want to stay in this state, maybe close. Maybe once I get closer to retirement or the older age, I might come back to Trigg specifically. But I mean, my family here is here, my friends are here. I have a very close connection with my community. So I do think I want to stay close, maybe like an hour or two away.
So how can you get away from the ag? You mentioned your family's in ag. How can you get away from the ag? They're going to let you go with that, away from the ag or what?
Well, you see, it shocked my aunt whenever I told her I wasn't doing FFA.
Okay, right.
They're going to let me do what I want, honestly, I'm thankful for. And I think they're going to support me no matter what.
Yeah, I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm just curious. I thought that sounds interesting. Any questions you might have for me?
If you needed like a second career, like being in the news wasn't your like, what it didn't work out, what would you have done?
Choice of two things, airline pilot or surgeon.
Oh.
I think surgeons are interesting. In fact, if I ever had surgery, if I could watch my own surgery, I'd love to see it. I think it'd be fascinating to see. I'm the guy that goes and reads all the details about the surgical things, but airline pilot, I love to fly. I'd fly every week if I could fly somewhere, and I think it'd be pretty cool to be an airline pilot, so my responsibility is. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
Julie Dale, is that correct? Okay. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah, pretty much.
Tell me about you, Julie.
I'm 17. I'm from Norway. I'm an exchange
student. Put my phone a little closer. I can't hear you very well.
Sorry.
You go.
Sorry. I'm from Norway. I'm an exchange student here at Trigg County.
Okay. There you go. Okay, now there you go. Okay, go ahead now. From Norway, exchange student. Okay.
I like soccer, and I'm in FFA.
Soccer and FFA. So what's it been like coming to America as an exchange student? Okay.
It has been very welcoming. I was very scared coming all alone without my family. But everyone is very welcoming and has been very kind.
Tell us about the family you're having a chance to live with here in America.
It's the Richardsons.
Richardson?
So Brian and Robbie Ann and their little daughter Lily. She's a freshman here at Trigg County. And they're great. I grew up with separated parents with a divorce. And so it's very nice to live in a household that's very united. It's very nice to see.
What do you think about our American culture versus Norway? What do you think about that? Do you enjoy what you're experiencing here?
Yes. You're all very social. It's a very social country. Everybody talks to everybody and everyone's friends. And at first it was very intimidating. Uh-huh. A lot of people talk very loud and very confidently. And I'm not used to that. But I found it's a great quality to have. Everybody's so open, they're all taking chances.
Obviously, living in a place like Cadiz, Kentucky, everybody knows about everybody, don't they?
Yeah.
How have you adjusted to that?
That's been very odd. I'm from the capital city in Norway.
Uh-huh.
So I know about 1% of my town, if that. And here, everything comes around, and everybody knows everything about everyone. And it's very humoring, it's very funny. Because the parents know each other, and it's just very wholesome.
Whose child you are, or whose grandparents you are, right?
Yes.
So tell us about politics and the government in general in Norway. What kind of government do you have in politics there?
We have a democracy, and we have right and left, like you, but we have 12 big parties.
Okay,
12.
Well, that makes a fun election, doesn't it?
It does, because it's always like, who will win? Though we have a few favorites, everybody of those 12 are guaranteed like a chair in our government system.
Really?
But we're originally a monarch, so we have our King Harold V, but they're more of a patriotic symbol, more like it shows how far we've come to fight for our independence and to get where we are.
You ever see the King?
Yes.
In person?
We walk past him. Our constitution is very soon. It's May 17th.
Okay.
And all the kids, they walk in a train and they go in front of the castle and we wave.
How was that? The pretty neat experience for you?
Yes, it's very nice because I didn't grow up in Oslo. So the first time I did it, I was quite old. and it was just, it was very cool to not just see him on TV anymore, right. See him in real life.
I always wanted, I always thought it would have been cool to meet Queen Elizabeth in England one time. I thought she was just such a majestic lady.
Yeah.
Just, especially when she came to Kentucky Derby one time. I mean, so obviously. So tell us, what kind of career choices? Do you want to stay in America? Do you want to go back home to Norway? What kind of career choices are you looking at?
For the longest time, I wanted to travel. So I wanted to go into veterinarian science so I could travel Africa and work there. But I've done biology for a year. It's been very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to go in the news reporter field, more like sports reporter.
Right, okay.
And so I would like to come back to America for college and study journalism in America.
In particular sports you want to cover or just sports in general?
Mostly soccer. It's the one I know the most. But it would be fun to look more into football. We don't have that where I'm from.
Right.
And so just to learn more about that.
Football can be rough and tough sometimes, can't it? Favorite president? Obviously, you keep up American politics. Do you like Donald Trump not, or Joseph Biden when they were president?
My favorite would be Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin Roosevelt, okay.
Mostly because, to me, he's what a president should be.
Okay.
He didn't solve the complete depression, like World
right.
War II helped a lot. But he did it a lot better, and he gave his people hope. And I admire
right.
that.
Truly, thank you so much, Ben. I think our time's about out, but thank you so much. And Dalen, is that correct? Is
yeah.
that pretty correct? Nice to have you. Great to have you here at the exchange. Nice to meet you. Thank
Thanks.
You. Millie Reynolds. All right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice, Millie. Have a seat. Where you're comfortable with it. There you go. Okay. That's what I should have told you earlier. You're welcome to take the microphone off. Tell me about you, Millie. Tell me a little bit about you. What do you do and what do you enjoy?
Well, my name is Millie Reynolds. I'm 16 years old. I'm a sophomore at Trigg County High School. I'm involved in DECA, Beta, FFA, and then next year I would like to be involved in HOSA.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an equestrian, so I'm showing horses right now, but I'm getting into roping.
What do you enjoy about showing horses?
It's... Showing is more of the calm aspect of the horse world. It's more, you know, slow paced, gentle. I've been having a connection with horses since I was very little. I've always wanted a rodeo. I always wanted to have my own horse one day. And I've been very blessed with a family member who rodeos, and I've been able to use her horses. And she's been a very good mentor and leader and has taught me a lot.
What kind of rodeo event does she do? What do you want to do?
Well, I want to get into breakaway roping, okay. which is also what she's involved in. She also has team roped and she barrel races.
Fun. So obviously some help maybe along the way, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you enjoy about working with horses? What's your gratification there?
I consider it like my own type of therapy. They can feel your heartbeat from 5 feet away,
oh,
I think. So they kind of know really what's going on in your head. They understand. This kind of sounds weird, but I like to talk to my horse because I feel like sometimes they understand more than people do.
Sometimes it takes that, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about what career choice. What would you like to do when you get out, graduate high school and go on college?
Well, after high school, I want to attend Paducah Community College, and I want to become a sonographer. I just now realized I would like to go in that career path this semester, actually. I was researching because we were starting scheduling for next year, and I'm going to have to start doing dual credit classes.
Okay.
And I was researching all these job opportunities, and I came across sonography. And I always heard of it, but I never really did a deep dive in it, and I always thought that it was cool that you could take a machine and put it to someone's skin and see the inside of the body. In sonography, there's a bunch of different specializations you can go into. I would like to go into pediatrics, though.
Pediatrics, that's nice. That's to make children feel comfortable, too. I'm sure they're kind of scared when that happens, so more than just doing the work, huh?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Tell me about, as far as your favorite president, do you have a favorite president? Why would that be?
Well, I actually have two.
Okay.
Number one is Trump. I think he has been really... he did 2 terms, and I think that he was kind of pushed into it all, but I think he's handled it very well. Like Anna said, some of it is very controversial, but I think that he has done a good job. And my other one is George Washington. I think that without him, we really wouldn't have been where we are today, like Olivia said. I think that he really set the foundation, and he certainly came with a lot of challenges with that. I think it was very difficult, but he did a very good job.
Very good. So, new Pope chosen today. What do you? How do you impact will that be for you in your life?
I personally don't know a lot about the Pope. I have heard about him. He is a very big role model for the Catholic culture. But I think that is good, and considering he is the first American Pope, I think that will cause us as America to really get to know more about the Pope and the Catholic culture.
Yes, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. I think our time is up, but thank you, Ruins.
Yes,
let's give her a hand, Millie Riddle. Connor, tell me about you. Tell me a little bit about you. What do you do? What do you enjoy doing?
So I'm a 16-year-old sophomore here at Trigg County. I'm an active member in the Trigg County FFA and TSA chapters. I'm a member of Trigg County Beta Club, and I do motocross for my main sport and use track and wrestling as conditioning.
Motocross. What got you into motocross?
I think it was mostly my dad. As I was growing up, he was always going to races, and he used to be pro at it, so going to motocross just felt like it was something I could do, and I really enjoyed doing it.
What's the most challenging part of motocross? Riding or just getting on a bike or what?
Probably the most challenging part would actually be the start of the race, because you have to about be everyone in the first turn. You want to be first. If you don't get a good start, you have to pass everyone and be very aggressive. Good on the first lap, you can make all the passes you can. And most races here are like 4 or 5 laps, so it goes very quickly.
What's the adrenaline like for you? I'm sure a rush.
Yeah, it's a very high adrenaline rush. You're running about 90% heart rate for just the full moto, like 20 to 30 minutes, so it's pretty rough.
How's your record? Good win? A lot of wins or not?
I've got quite a few wins. Just last year, I got my 6th title, and then just last few weeks ago, I got my first win in 2 years. It's long overdue and very much needed.
And nice to have one like that, isn't it, for sure? You mentioned FFA or the Beta or the organization you're involved in. What do you like about them, and why are you involved in them?
I think I'm involved in FFA mostly because it helps with agriculture and also leadership skill, which is something that I used to lack going into high school, so FFA really helped bring that out. And the Beta Club I'm in because it helps get me more involved with the community and all my community service hours. Most of my hours came from serving at wrestling meets, doing table work, just because I like doing it. And even though I didn't need to be there, I wasn't paid, I still did it because I enjoyed it. And that's mostly why I do those
Is that your favorite service project that you like? And why is it? Just serving or what?
My favorite service project actually probably be helping my grandpa work suspension work. As he's getting older, it gets harder for him to do it. So being able to help him with that, working on it, and advertising his company, really, I think, is one of my favorite parts about it.
What kind of life lessons you taking from your grandfather?
Some of the life lessons I would take is always work hard and never give up. I got that from he served in the Army for his 20 years. He ended up being a drill sergeant, and I think he was a higher ranking sergeant when he got out. And then my dad also served in his footsteps. He did 4 years in the Army and got to a specialist.
So, are they tough on you sometimes? Or?
They can be, yeah.
A little tough love. There's nothing wrong with that, is
there? Yeah, nothing wrong with it at all. No.
What do you feel, what do you think is your favorite president one?
My favorite president would probably be Donald Trump. One reason being, he's doing, especially in the second term, he's doing mostly what he said he would do. He's cut down on border crossings and the tariffs, which while they can be controversial, they're most likely needed because we're paying tariffs to other countries. And I do agree that some could be quite a bit lower than they probably are. And then another one would be, in his first term, he actually increased foreign relations with China, Russia, and all of our enemy countries. We had increased foreign relations with them, and we had peace with them at that time.
So, new Pope chosen today. What do you think about that? Is that impactful for us? Impactful for your life?
Not too impactful for me, as I'm not very religious. But I do believe it'd be impactful to people of the Catholic Church, especially having an American Pope. It probably most likely help increase foreign relations with Italy and other Catholic churches around the world.
Connor, thank you very much. Let's give him a big hand.
Thank you.
I don't mean to rush, but if we don't rush, y'all may be late for getting out of school, Mr. Booth. That would be good. But the whole school was busted. Yeah. Roslyn Malinji, is that correct?
Roslyn.
Oh, not here today. Okay. Allison Harvest. Okay, Allison, come on. Allison Hargis, tell me about you. A little bit about you. What do you do? What do you enjoy?
So, I'm Allison Hargis. I'm 15. I am a sophomore at Trigg County High School. I'm involved in FFA, FCA, FCCLA, Beta, and Student Council. And I actually found out yesterday that I will be president of my class again next year for Student Council.
Really? Why do you think that's important to lead your class like that?
So, I feel like I'm very involved in talking to people, and I feel like I'm a very inclusive person. Like, I won't judge you just based on how you look or how you are. I like to compliment people every day. It's my goal to compliment one person every day and just be like, hey, like, that looks really pretty on you. Like, hey, you're doing great today. Like, don't give up. And I feel like I'm a very encouraging person because I know myself. I've had very anxious moments, and I've had those times where, like, I'm really struggling and down on my luck, and somebody will just smile my way, and it'll just help me get through my day.
So if you had to go to Mr. Booth and say, okay, here's an issue, or Ms. Barnes, and say, here's an issue, the student council, are the students brought up, they really would like to see addressed, maybe a little controversial, how do you handle that? How do you handle that conversation?
So we kind of just communicate with students and then with the staff as well, and just kind of get our point across, because it's our job to kind of make sure that the students are heard and understood well by the adults, because sometimes for adults, they might just think that, like, a kid is lazy, or, like, it's a very, like, misunderstood thing about our generation that we don't really do a lot. And I think that sometimes it's just hard based on, like, your surroundings and, like, what you're put into. And some people just learn differently and participate differently. So it's kind of just, like, a big thing where, like, we have to, like, have the skills to communicate and be like, hey, this is the issue. Here's how we can, like, fix it, stuff like that.
What's the biggest issue among students? What's on your mind? What are issues would you like to see addressed? Maybe one big issue.
So I feel like a lot of students, like, they're very, like, stereotyping. Like, we stereotype a lot of people just based on how they look, like, how they act. Like, there's a lot of, like, cliques. There's a lot of groups. And, like, if that group doesn't mix well with this group, then there could be a problem and, like, a conflict. And I feel like just, like, talking to people and kind of, like, making sure that they understand one another, I feel like that's something we're getting a lot better at, because there haven't been as many, like, violence reports in our school and stuff like that. And I think that we just need to, like, kind of all get along and just kind of communicate, because being, like, separated is a big issue among students.
Career choice. What do you want to do when you get out of school?
So I would like to be a psychological criminal investigator.
Really neat. Why is that? Why?
So I grew up with anxiety and, like, depression, and I had those issues in the back of my mind. And I've always really liked criminology. So I kind of wanted to go into psychology because it's, like, how the mind works and stuff like that. And I kind of just want to understand myself better and help other people understand themselves. Because, like, whenever you hear, like, somebody start explaining to you kind of the process of how your mind works, it makes you think a lot better of yourself. Because you're realizing that it's not your fault. It's, like, a neurological thing. And then criminology, I've just always really liked hearing about crime. Like, my mom will come to me and she'll be like, oh my goodness, this happened, like, this is on the news. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's, like, so cool. Like, I wish I was there to see that. And so just kind of, like, combining the two together was, like, a really big goal for me, and that's what it does.
Jane, I like First 48. You ever watch First 48? Mm-mm. It's a show about, you have to solve a murder within the first 48 hours. It's Jason White, who's one of the stars from Oklahoma City, here one time a few years ago. So pretty cool show. Favorite president, why?
So I'd probably have to pick the most common answer, which is George Washington. I'm a really big Hamilton fan. It's a musical. It's on Disney Plus. It's really good. And it focuses mainly on Alexander Hamilton, but it also focuses on George Washington and, like, his decisions. And, like, you kind of get an insight to, like, kind of what he was thinking just based on, like, their interpretation. And, like, you see this, like, hard show where he was, like, strong leader, but, like, inside he was, like, fighting these, like, issues where he was like, I want to be a dad. Like, I want to be there for my family. I want to be there for support. And he had to make that decision to, like, quit running for president and let somebody else take over. And a lot of people were very, like, harmed about that. They were like, why would you leave us like that? But it was, like, him, like, having internal issues with himself, kind of about, like, being a father and giving someone else that opportunity.
Allison, thank you very much for being on stage with us today.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Carly Carly, tell me a little bit about you. Who are you? What do you enjoy doing?
My name is Carly Soap. I'm a freshman here. I'm 14 years old, and I'm participating in the marching band currently, and I was participating in the Winter Guard, and I'm currently in, the season just ended technically, but I'm in Team Court as well.
Obviously, music, one thing, but what, other than music, or what above music, what's marching band teaching you in your life? What's it doing for you?
For me personally, it's a lot about leadership, because I've had to step up and be a leader for my section recently, and it's just taught me a lot, like how to interact with people, I guess.
What is your section?
I'm a saxophone player.
Saxophone player. Mm. It's hard to keep everybody else along with you when you're leading like that?
Yeah, definitely.
I bet so. What kind of career choice do you see? Where do you want to be?
Something
in music or what?
Actually, no. I want to be a forensic psychologist.
Forensic psychologist. Mm-hmm. Why do you use that field?
There's a lot of reasons. I've been interested in psychology since I was in maybe fifth grade. But a while ago, there was a murder here, actually. Right. And the murderer pleaded insanity. And he almost got away with it because of that. But it was personal for me. Mm-hmm. So I took it really hard, and it's furthered my interest in it.
The Champion murder case? Or which one? Which murder case was it? Remember what happened?
It was Mary. I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
What struck you about that? Why gain an interest in that one? What hit you about that?
That murder specifically, there was a victim. I can't remember what it's called, but a victim statement. Sorry.
Yeah, victim statement. Okay.
It was, I think, the granddaughter.
Okay.
And her words just really affected me, and she was thanking everybody, and I just want to make that sure. Change in people's lives. Yes.
Obviously, a lot of education to get to that point, huh?
Yes.
Tell me, if you had to choose a favorite president, who would that be and why?
I would choose Abraham Lincoln, because he was very open-minded, and he helped abolish slavery. Obviously, it wasn't just him, but he mm-hmm. played a big part in it, and I think that's very important.
As far as leading the country like that, how important is it to remain open-minded and try to consider all views? That's got to be a big job to consider all views of millions of Americans, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very big responsibility, and you can't always include everybody. No one's ever, there's not going to be anybody that's going to make every single person happy, but we need to realize, and we need a president that's going to include the majority of people and think of the minority as well in making that decision.
Ask your marching band for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Your favorite performance, obviously you guys performed a lot. Your favorite performance and why?
My favorite performances are there's a lot of performances, but recently we had the Aaron Dira season, and that has been my favorite season so far, just because of the people, in it, and just performing. It was hard, and I think that's part of why I enjoyed it so much.
Hard, but when you do it right, it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Carly Shipp.
Thank you so much.
Holly Britton next to all. Holly? Are we still going time to talk to you? We'll keep moving fast. Holly, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Holly Britton. I'm a freshman. I'm 15. I'm currently playing volleyball, and I'm an active member in the FFA. And this previous year, I was in student council.
What lessons are you gaining from your activities as a student, FFA in particular? What lessons are you learning there?
A big learning thing for me right now is leadership, because recently we competed for Junior Parley and we won regionals.
Right.
And I was the president, and president is a big part for that, because you have to be the one there to be upbeat and happy and show the other people there that it's okay if we mess up, but we still have to practice and get better. And I'm excited to go to state mm-hmm. and continue working with my fellow peers with that.
How's it feel to be the first team from Tree County to go to state?
It feels great. We were sitting there, and they were going through the list of every school. And me and my friend Ella, the other one competing, we were just holding hands in there praying come on, Tree County. And they called our name, and we were just so excited. And that it felt amazing.
So tell us about the event itself. What's the contest like for you?
Well, at first it was a little bit confusing because we started like practicing during class, and at first I was like, I don't know if I really want to do this. But I got involved in it, and every day it just gets easier and easier. And it's really like, it has also helped me with business skills as well. Nice. As this, like doing this competition, learning leadership skills and interview skills. Because junior parley is like a meeting, is how a meeting is ran. And it's just like allowed me to build a lot of skills that I've needed.
Career choice, what do you want to do with you when you get out of school?
I want to be a veterinarian, okay. Which kind of goes along with FFA, because animals.
Sure. Favorite animal?
Probably cow.
Cow?
That sounds a little weird, because like cows are stinky, gross, but I grew up with my grandparents, and they raised cows.
Right.
I always had this one cow named Susie.
Susie.
And we go out there and feed her apples, and it's always a good
thing. Well, tell me, if you had to pick a favorite president, who would that be and why?
I'm going to go with the one everyone basically picked, George Washington.
George Washington.
Because he was a leader. He set the foundation for America, and I believe it is what we depend on today and what we need to go back to.
Think we've gotten away from that a little bit sometimes?
Definitely a lot more recently, because a lot of controversies, like they were saying, it's just, it wasn't as controversial then, and I believe we need to go back to listening to what the people need, instead of just going based off of politics.
Person your age, does the controversy get you more involved or less involved and turn it off or what?
Personally, it gets me less involved. My dad enjoys it a lot. He's always watching Fox News, okay.
Right.
But me personally, I don't like all of that. I don't like the confrontation. I don't like different sides. And I feel like we need to come together and create peace.
Holly, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Working with you.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you. And Kaylee Birdsong. Or
Elliot.
Okay, Elliot. Elliot Sutton. Okay, Elliot. Very good. Elliot, tell me a little bit about you.
My name is Elliot Sutton, and I'm 15 years old, and I go to school here at Trigg County. I'm involved in FFA, soccer, and Gifted and Talented.
What's your favorite organization club you're involved in?
FFA, because I get to be a part of a team that we just recently won regions and going to the state soon. And I feel like I'm part of that team.
What's your role of the team?
I'm the secretary.
Secretary, okay. What's the secretary part like? What do you do there?
I'm stationed by the ear of corn, so I'm just keep a record of all meetings.
Yeah, I remember your part every time, right?
Yes.
Interesting discussion during the meetings. What's your biggest challenge, you think, going to state?
I just having to be in front of a bunch of people. Uh-huh. At state, they told us we will be conducting the mock meeting in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, wow. That's going to be tough.
So the nerves are going to get to me.
Right. Career choice. What do you want to do?
I want to be a fiber optic lineman when I get older. And I hope to attend Northeast Lineman Center in McEwen, Tennessee.
What got you interested in that? Why?
My mom is actually a recruiter for linemen. And just getting to go to all the events and rodeos just inspired me to be one.
Cool. Favorite president, why?
Probably Donald Trump, because he's been given the country at its worst state of condition just recently, and he's just been really quick to make it back to a great country.
How do you bring everybody together? Obviously, it always seems like it's kind of divided politically, no matter who's president. How do you bring our country back together better?
I guess everybody just needs to be kind to each other and just show leadership.
It takes individually.
Mm-hmm.
Personal conversations. You like having personal conversations? How important are they in your life?
I mean, yeah, it's. I like to have personal conversations with people that I trust.
Right.
I won't have a personal conversation with someone I don't trust.
Listen, I think it's about our time. We're about time. So, man, thank you, Elliot. We really appreciate you being here with us. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Roslyn Martin.
Nice to meet you.
Roslyn, correct?
Roslyn.
Roslyn Martin. Okay, sorry about that. Roslyn Martin. Rosalind, tell me a little bit about you.
My name is Rosalind Martin. I am 15 years old. I'm not really involved in like the school like most people here, but I am in Culture Club, which is not really a big community thing, but you know, it's still something, a club that I'm doing here. I like to read and I like to write.
What is Culture Club? Tell me about that.
Culture Club is basically, we learn a lot about different cultures and different foods. Like last time, for a party for our seniors, the last meeting we had a tres leches. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not that good at pronouncing words, but we had that, and it was really cool to actually be a part of something and try new things. I love trying new things.
Nice, nice. What do you like to read?
I personally like to read novels. I'm not more novels? I'm more into like I don't know, like comic books. There we go.
Comic books, okay, neat. Any particular favorite comics you like? Marvel characters?
Currently, I would say I've been getting more into anime. Call me a nerd, y'all. Don't shame me. But I'm getting more into anime, and I think Demon Slayer is my favorite so far.
Right.
I would say personally.
What kind of career choice? What do you want to do when you get out of school?
I personally was thinking like two different ways. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to be a journalist, but in the same sense, I want to be like a talk show host because I love talking and I love stating my opinions on multiple different like topics.
Talk show host, I like that. That's pretty cool. So,
thank you.
Tell me about, if you had to pick a president, who would be your favorite president and why?
Me personally, it would be Abraham Lincoln because of what he stands for. There was a lot of hate at that time, and I like how he just wanted to bring everybody together. So that's a big part of my life. I always wanted people to be equal. I don't understand violence. I don't understand hate. I just want everybody to be peaceful. I don't understand why we can't all just be peaceful.
Very good. I like that. Good luck. Good luck in your career. Good luck in the future.
Thank
Appreciate
you so much.
It. Thank you, Rosalind. Rosalind.
Rosalind. Mark. Yes.
And we have.
Jaden Tancock.
Figure out real quickly when Lynn.
Yes, sir. My name is Jaden Tancock.
Tell me a little bit about you. What do you enjoy doing about you?
I love spending my free time just doing fun things. Spending time with my family, that is something that I really do enjoy doing. I'm a cheerleader for this school, actually. I'm very big in supporting my school and helping others and basically just being a leader to others and giving them the opportunity to think and be more in the school, because this is something that, you know, you'll regret like not doing enough in high school, or you're always going to want to come back. That's what my parents always tell me. You get a job, you're always wishing you could go back.
Right.
Yes.
So leadership, why is leadership important to you?
Because honestly, as being a cheerleader, it's like something you kind of got to be a role model to, and just one of my favorite things is always leading somebody out to the better, you know, like always letting people know that they have higher expectations. You know, sometimes that does weigh down on you just a little bit, but knowing and like knowing you can help somebody else to succeed to something bigger is really good. And being a cheerleader, also like standing up, being on the sideline, looking up at all these little girls that are like, I want to be where you're at. It is something that I just wish everybody could experience. It's a really good, really good moment for all of us. So.
Career choice, what do you want to do?
I want to be a cosmetologist.
Cosmetologist.
Yes, I love that. It's something that also goes along with being a cheerleader and watching those little girls, you know, doing their hair. It's always like a fun, like a girl experience to get your hair done, you know, looking good. But yes.
That's when dad checks out. I can't.
Yep.
I don't get in the middle of the air arguing.
Yeah, right.
There's
right.
no right answer from a dad standpoint,
yes.
right?
The girl's always right. Just let them be on. Yep. Just let them win.
Do these pair of jeans look good on me? I don't leave
right.
that
alone. Right, just say yes. Just say yes.
So, favorite president and why?
Honestly, I don't really have a favorite, to be honest. Only because I do think that at the end of the day, it's just religion. You know, I think all presidents have had like a key moment in what they've done to help and better this country and make America like better. Honestly, like we've all had key moments in being president. So,
how do you bring our country back together again a little bit more cohesive? Of what?
Right. Yes. Yes, sir.
How do you do that? What do you do?
Just being like having peace toward everybody and making everybody equal. That is something that, you know, just color of your skin really shouldn't matter at the end of the day. It really shouldn't.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Thank
nice
you so much.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Miss Taryn Carter, is that Taryn? Are we over time yet? Sorry about that. Nice to meet you, Taryn. Taryn, tell me a little bit about you.
All right. Well, I am a senior at Tree County High School. I'm 18 years old. I've been heavily involved in TSA here and the computer science pathway, and I'm going to Murray State in the fall for cybersecurity and digital forensics.
What do you want to do in the future? What's your career choice?
I want to be either a cybersecurity analyst or a network management specialist.
Okay. Why choose those fields?
I really like challenges, and I really like solving problems. And I feel like there's a lot of problems that cybersecurity analysts deal with. They have to analyze a lot of data. And network management specialists a lot of times have to solve problems with internet, network, stuff like that, stuff that's online for companies, hospitals, and schools like that. So that really interests me.
Favorite president and why?
My favorite president would have to probably be Donald Trump for many reasons. I could probably talk about that all day. But he's definitely done a lot of good for this country, especially I noticed that a lot in his first term when I lived through it. He was really good with bringing jobs back to America, strengthening our economy, and giving us more production.
So what do you see as maybe one of the key things that he has done? You mentioned a few things there. Key things he's done.
One of my favorite things would have had to have been when he opened up our pipelines here, because we were then producing our own gas and oil. So that was definitely cutting down on the cost of gas, and that's essential because everybody has to commute. I'll be commuting to Murray in the fall, and that's a lot of gas having to drive to and from. So,
well, Taryn, listen, pleasure visiting you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep you up too long. Joseph.
Bella
Pritchett. Okay, Bella, come on.
So nice to meet you.
Bella. All right, Bella, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I am a sophomore at Tree County High School. I am 15 years old. I am very heavily involved in our band program, Winter Guard and Color Guard. I am also a member of our PBIS and Student Advisory Council, which is very fairly new. Currently, I am very heavily into science and okay. science fields and things like that.
So what do you? What kind of career choice do you have? What do you want to do?
Well, like I said, I am very, very interested in science. So probably something to do with biological sciences and things like that. But the future always changes, and so, yeah. So I'm always keeping my eye out for things that interest me.
Make your biology teacher happy, right?
Yes.
You like that, so.
Yes, sir.
So what? What kind of things, you mentioned several things you're involved in. What's your favorite thing and why?
My favorite thing is, I didn't mention this earlier, I'm also involved in Interact.
Okay.
It is a community service group, and I love doing community service. I love talking to people and be able to make an impact in my community.
What lessons is Interact teaching you?
It's teaching us to... that any little difference, like going to programs and communities and things like that, and just smiling at people and waving, and it makes a little difference.
Absolutely. Nice to see a good impact there, right?
Yes. Everything small makes a Absolutely. Big difference.
Favorite president, why?
I'd have to say Abraham Lincoln, because his goals and his accomplishments affect our community here today in our government. And I think that's just wonderful to see that everything that he did still affects us today.
What's one of his lasting impacts that you still see today?
For human rights and things like that, and equality, I think that is still something that we need to work on and we can learn from.
Well, nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
So nice to meet you. Thank you for coming.
Bella Pritchett. And Joseph Etheridge. Right. Okay. All right. Tell me about you, Joseph.
I am a sophomore. I am taking engineering classes. I am a member of TSA, and I am a boys Tree County soccer player.
Track will be meeting in Miss Russell's room. Track will be in Miss Russell's room today. Thank you.
All right. So tell me about, you mentioned several activities. What's your favorite activity and why?
I gotta say soccer. Not only is it like the sport I love, but the skills I gain from it, it helps me out a lot with just communication and knowing that it's an 11v11 sport.
Right.
So knowing your teammates and building bonds will help not only make your team stronger, but build bonds through your friends and just the connections you make along the way.
What kind of career choice? What do you want to do?
I want to be a structural engineer.
Structural engineer. Why choose that field?
Ever since I was little, I just loved like the idea of there's buildings, and inside the building, there's just things that hold it up and put it together. And as I got older, I learned like there's like all these materials and stuff that I would put in those to help them get stronger.
Most impressive building you've ever seen? What?
I just love bridges, how there's nothing bridges under them, and somehow they just stay up and hold tons of like cars and crate cars or freight cars.
Pretty fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Favorite president, why?
Trump. Even though it's very like contradictory, he just comes in and he told everyone immediately what he was going to do, and he held his word and did it.
Joseph, do we need to stop Ms. Hobson, or we need to stop since the bell ring? Or okay. Great. Joseph, thank you very
yes,
much.
Sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sorry, cut short. Thank you,
guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, very much. Let you know as soon as possible. You guys did a great job.
Excellent job, everybody. Thank you so much.